Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
We wish you a Taylor Swift miss. We wish you a Taylor Swift miss. We wish you a Taylor Swift miss. And you can win here.
In order to win, you need to call us up at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
The 12 Days of Swiftmas. Your chance to check out the 1989 World Tour.
What a great Christmas gift.
If you're calling number 13, because that's Taylor's favorite number, and that's how we're doing it. I believe this is the ninth day.
Yep.
9 days out?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Right.
That would make tomorrow the 10th.
When you asked that question, you stared off into space. It was just funny, the look on your face. And you were like, looking for the answer.
This is the 10th day, Al.
You sure?
10, yeah. 11, 10. We still have some tickets.
Today is Friday. Okay.
It's Friday.
All right.
All that matters is that you can win right here, so call us up.
All right.
So I found a story on the internet yesterday, and it just like, oh, you've got to be kidding me again. You remember, I guess it was just earlier this year, there was this 18-year-old girl named Rachel Canning, and she was from New Jersey, and she was suing her parents. Mm-hmm. Remember, they didn't like her boyfriend. There was some underage drinking involved, and she moved in with her friend's family, this little preppy school girl, and she started suing her parents, saying, you have to pay for me to go to college.
Because a friend's family, the dad was a lawyer.
Right. The girl ended up dropping the lawsuit. Because they decided cooler heads will prevail. She didn't come out looking good. Everybody in the country pretty much hated this kid.
Right.
She looked like a little spoiled brat.
Right.
Well, here we go again in the state of New Jersey. It's something about these New Jersey girls.
Jersey Shore.
Caitlin Ritchie is her name. Caitlin Ritchie.
Uh-huh.
So she goes down. She's 18 years old. She gets an internship at Disney.
Okay.
Goes down to Disney and gets an internship. She's 18.
Okay.
And that's supposed to help her get into college. It looks really good on your resume to get a Disney internship.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm hot. So she gets kicked out for underage drinking. Bad move. She blew her shot with Disney. Her parents say, her parents are divorced. Each is remarried. Each has new kids. So she's, lives with her mom, I think, primarily.
Okay.
They say, okay, you screwed up.
Right.
You had a shot at seeing if you could be mature, move off on your own. You got to move home this summer now, and you're going to get a job. You're going to do chores. You're going to have a curfew at night, and you're going to take 3 summer classes at the local community college.
Yeah.
Perfect. Keep your education going.
Perfect.
That's what good parents do.
That's what parents do. Make you
so far, so good.
You living under our roof?
She said, no, I'm going to move in with my grandparents.
Because so I'm an adult.
So she went to her dad's parents' house, the paternal grandparents, and moved in.
Mm-hmm.
And the dad said, we thought maybe this would be good. Let her calm down for a couple of days. Let grandma and grandpa, how they do.
Yeah.
Coddle them.
Honey, it's going to be all right. You just need to go back and straighten up and listen to your parents. No. The parents called after a few days and said, you need to send Caitlin home. And the grandparents said, she can stay here as long as she wants. Trouble.
Oh,
trouble,
come on, grandparents.
So next thing you know, dad said, after about a year and a half, Caitlin has cut off communication with the family. He finds out through Twitter that she is enrolled in this college in Pennsylvania.
Which one?
Oh, God. Now I've lost it. It's an out-of-state college.
Okay.
Oh, I've lost it now. It's a big college.
It's an out-of-state.
Penn State?
No.
Shoot. Temple?
Yes.
Temple
sounds right.
Okay, Temple.
Temple.
The Temple Owls.
So they were like, we were willing to pay for her to go to community college class. She decides to go to an out-of-state school with this ridiculous tuition. We're not paying for that.
You're
going to act like an adult? Mm-hmm. You didn't even tell your parents you were going to apply for this college, and now you're going to, here is the thing, sue them for tuition. She took her parents to court and said, you have to pay for me to go to this out-of-state school.
But she's an adult. Once you're 18, your parents are, you're out of the nest. Go be an adult and a grown-up and take care of business.
Well, guess what the judge said?
What?
You're right, Caitlin. Your parents have to pay for your college tuition.
What?
What?
No matter where you go, and you can go to any college you want, Caitlin.
Stanford. Princeton.
She apparently, according to this ruling, can pick any college she wants, and her parents have to figure out how to pay for it. And the dad, they're appealing.
Of course.
The parents are appealing. They're divorced, but they are one mind on this one.
Yeah,
going on in my head right now?
It's so aggravating. As a parent, you entitled little brat. And the father is really upset now because he knows they've shared their story. They're trying to get the laws changed for this kid to happen. Where's the sense of entitlement that every young kid has nowadays? They're trying to get some legislation done. So the story's made public, and now everybody's lashing out at his daughter, calling her all sorts of names and stuff. He said, look, I love my daughter. The mom says, we love our daughter. This is all about money. But they put a lot of the blame on the paternal grandparents.
Yeah, heck
yeah. Encourage this behavior in this girl.
As the grandparents, flip the script and make her not be your granddaughter. If that was your son or daughter, would you have done the same thing?
Well, of course they're saying, yes, we would.
No, you wouldn't.
Of course, that's what they said.
So the tuition apparently has been paid for.
She's already gone.
For a year.
$16,000 is what she's suing for. And the mom says, they both wrote blogs about it. The mom said at the time she initially filed the lawsuit, she wanted not only tuition, but a car.
And a car. Live by campus and walk there.
18 makes you an adult.
Yeah. How is this legally okay? How would the judge even rule on that?
I don't know.
I mean, you can sue anyone for anything. It's not that I have an issue with that. It's how would the judge.
How do you win?
And the dad says, why didn't you apply for grants? Why didn't you apply for scholarships? You're just going to go anywhere you want, and then I have to pay for it? He's got other little children. The mom that remarried has other little children. They've got other college tuitions to pay for.
They have five overall, five kids.
It's crazy. And where is it going to end?
Right.
They have to. Something has to be done.
It does. I mean, if the 18-year-old girl had committed a crime, do you hold the parents accountable?
A lot of people sue the parents when the kid doesn't have money.
You break a window or something with a baseball,
uh-huh.
And your kid is 10 years old, yeah, the parents pay for it. But when you're 18, that's time to man up or woman up.
Well, you think it is. I just can't believe the law that the judge sided on this. That just seemed like a no-brainer.
Well, like, what if she comes from a poor family and she sues her family and they have zero money. Would the judge still grant?
I don't know.
I guess you can't squeeze blood from a turnip, but apparently he thinks they should be able to get loans or something to pay for their daughter's wishes.
You're taking all of the power away from parents to try and discipline or try to put the kids on the right path.
Well, and it's hard too in divorce situations. Like I feel, Freddie and I, my daughter's father, my ex-husband, we really do well with her. We don't fight when it comes to her, but I can already see, when she's mad at me, she'll say, I'm going to go to daddy's house.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, this
That's
is an
normal.
8-year-old.
Right.
Imagine when she's 15 and 16 and starts pulling that stunt.
She knows how to play.
And then
she's
the kicker.
Yeah.
Here's the kicker, because I'm trying to read, how is this even possible? Because it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
And that a parent would be obligated, especially with their reasonable offer about an in-state school. But apparently there's some law in New Jersey that if you're married,
uh-huh.
you're not under any legal obligation to pay for your kid's college. But if you get divorced, you have to contribute.
Contribute. Okay. I'll buy you a
is
couple books.
Is that through child support?
This is what the dad is, writing in his blog. He's like, please, can someone tell me how that makes sense? Not only do you have to pay, but apparently you have to pay for any college they want to go to anywhere in the country because we're divorced.
And that must be a New Jersey thing.
Though. It is. That's what they said. So that's what they're trying to do is have that law change.
So my
they're going to have to. They have to. This is ridiculous. Maybe the judge's hands are tied and has to abide by the law.
No, you're the judge. You can change stuff.
You can?
Yeah.
You can?
You got the gavel. You say whatever you want and smack that thing on the table and whatever you say goes.
I offered to pay for my son's community college or trade school while he was here living with me, Peyton.
Uh-huh.
And it didn't work out. So are you saying, according to this story,
if he was
he
from New Jersey,
back home?
Oh, but here's the difference: you were never married to his mother, so
that's
you're
true.
Not divorced.
Yeah, Al.
So
that's
there's
true.
A loophole there, maybe.
For once, your hoochiness comes to save you, Al.
Don't marry the baby mama. Oh, there you go.
If you're a New Jerseyite,
right
New Jerseyan.
So I'm just saying he could feasibly, theoretically, go home, go to school to Harvard, and. And then sue me for the tuition.
Yeah.
Feasibly. At least in the state of New Jersey.
And now
shocking,
you just put that idea
it?
In his head.
Try
I'm
it.
Just shocked. I'm appalled
Try
by
it.
That.
Oh, sorry. What else?
Try it.
Try it. Are you challenging your son to sue you?
I'd do it again. I mean, if he moved down here,
uh-huh.
I'd still pay for him to go to community college because I want that. That's what these parents are trying to do for their kid. They said, come back here, but you have to live by my rules.
And she screwed up. It's not like she...
Yeah, you screwed up.
It's not
up.
Like they just decided
right,
to give her all these restrictions because she was underage drinking and kicked out of Disney internship.
How do you...
Come home
Disney.
And get home, be home by midnight, get a job, and you take community classes. No. I don't want to. Brat.
Right?
Brat.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I hope I don't raise a brat.
Mary Swiftness.
Sometimes you can't help it, Kelly.
If she sues me, I'm going to beat her butt.
She might.
Better start
you
protecting
might.
Yourself.
I mean, I don't know.
Get insurance, Kelly.
Your parent, you're trying to show them the right thing. You're trying your best to do the right thing. Teach them a lesson, life lesson, gently. I don't know.
Hey, Monica Rell.
Oh my gosh. Hi, JP.
Merry Swiftmas.
Merry Swiftmas to you too.
You're calling number 13, Monica.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Yay!
Yay,
I'm
Monica.
I want to cry. My daughter is going to be ecstatic. Oh my gosh, it's going to be the biggest Christmas for her ever.
Aw, how old is your daughter?
She's 15. We went to Jingle Ball and you guys came up on the stage and told us that you were going to be taking calls between 7 and 8 a.m. every day, and she's already in school because she's on the drill team.
Oh, cool.
And she said, Mom, will you please call every day? And so I have tried every day.
I can't wait for you to tell
her.
Does she have a cell phone?
She does.
You want to call her right now?
You think she'd answer?
See if she answers. I don't know. She's probably practicing, but we can try.
Let's try. Hang on.
I'm going to pod you down, and I'm going to put you in my ear, and then you can tell me the phone number, okay?
Okay, hold on.
Hold on, Monica. Right, I will tell you.
You've got to probably look it up. Nobody knows phone numbers anymore. I remember my childhood phone number and my favorite aunt's phone number.
Yeah.
All right, Monica.
I don't know anybody's phone.
I got you in my ear.
Do they let you look at your phone if I was arrested?
Now you could tell me her phone number.
I wouldn't know who to call.
My girlfriend's got a Miami phone number, and I can't even remember the dang area
code. How can you stop talking so I could hear her?
Okay, sorry.
So we're trying to kill time.
Yeah. All right, what was it again, Monica?
This is going to be so cool.
I hope she answers.
She'll answer.
All right, we're calling Monica's daughter. All right, Monica, I dialed it.
This is live.
Oh, it's ringing. I did it.
This is live radio for
you. It could
be
voicemail.
What's her name, Monica?
Voicemail.
What's her name?
I'm Lexi.
Lexi, okay. She might not answer because it's a weird number. We'll just leave her a message.
No, let her mom tell her. Let her mom tell her.
Yeah. Well, I'll say your mom.
She might not be able to hear. I don't know.
Oh, she can hear.
I mean, with Lexi's mom on the phone, it might be a... Maybe.
She might be in the middle of school.
Your call has been forwarded.
Doggone.
Okay.
Just hang on. Yeah,
no, we're going to leave a message.
We're going to leave a message.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, pot it back up.
Hold on.
Your message. When you have finished recording,
oh my
you may
God.
Hang up.
We all know,
lady.
Know how to leave
you know
a message.
What to do.
Hi, Lexi, I have your mom, Monica, on the phone. She wants to tell you something real quick.
Hi, Lexi, it's Mom. I just wanted to call and tell you you're going to the Taylor Swift concert.
Yay!
Lexi, Mary Swift, miss.
Lexi, your mom got through. She was caller 13 on the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Big Al, JC, Jenna, and I, Kelly Raspberry, and your mom are very excited. You're going to go see Taylor Swift.
Have a good day at school.
I know you can't answer because you're not talking to us, but...
And no matter what, if you get in trouble in 2 or 3 years, do not sue your mother.
Yeah, because your mom won you Taylor Swift tickets.
Yeah.
Your mama loves you.
And we'll fly you their compliments to Southwest Airlines, Lexi.
Hey, Lexi and Monica, we're going to send you to one of Taylor Swift's shows. It's her 1989 World Tour. It'll either be San Diego, Tampa, Dallas, Baton Rouge, Omaha, Pittsburgh, or Chicago. And if you got to fly there, we're going to fly you there on Southwest Airlines.
Boom.
So congratulations.
Congratulations, Monica.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. You guys are awesome.
Have fun at the show.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you guys, too.
That gave me a little good feeling.
That made me
feel
good.
Happy Friday.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. And now, another Kid Craddock Morning Show Christmas wish.
Hello, may I speak to Christy, please?
This is she.
Hey, Christy, this is Kelly Raspberry and Big Al from the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hi, Christy.
Are you kidding me?
We are not kidding. Do we not sound like us?
Who do we sound like?
Well, at first it didn't, Kelly. I'm serious. I thought it was somebody else, but awesome.
You're right. This is actually Kelly, and that's Big Al.
I forgot to use my radio voice is what it was now. Actually, Christy, we're just having a little fun with you. We got your letter nominating your friend Leslie for a Christmas wish, and we want to grant that wish for you today.
Oh, I don't know what to say. That's amazing.
Yeah, how long have you known your friend Leslie? How do you two know each other?
We live in the same neighborhood. It's probably been, I don't know, about 3 or 4 years. She's awesome. She's just been so upbeat. I can't imagine her dealing with everything and still, you know, helping out other people. She's helping out her church this Saturday with their community outreach, and she's just amazing. Always upbeat, always funny and happy, and never woe is me.
Yeah.
If she does, I never hear it, so we talk almost daily. So.
Well, we like granting wishes for good people. She sounds like good people.
Yeah.
All right,
definitely.
We're going to get your friend Leslie on the phone and tell her what a wonderful thing you've done for her and her family, okay?
Oh my gosh, okay.
Hang on
just a second. Hi, can we speak to Leslie, please?
This is she.
Hey, Leslie. I'm Kelly Raspberry, and this is Big Al from the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
What's up, Leslie?
Hey.
You having a good day?
Crazy. I am. I'm having a great day.
Well, it's about to get greater. Yeah. Actually, Leslie, we're calling because your friend Christy wrote us this really sweet letter about you, and she wanted to nominate you for a Christmas wish.
Oh, my gosh.
And Christy's on the phone with us right now.
Hi, Christy. I'm, like, shaking.
Well, while we've got you both on the phone, Leslie, if it's all right, I'd like to read you the letter that Christy wrote, okay?
Okay, great.
All right, here we go. I would like to nominate my friend Leslie and her family for a Christmas wish. Leslie has been working hard to graduate this December to become an elementary school teacher. Her husband's been out of steady work for over 4 months and only able to find odd jobs here and there to support their three children. Leslie always has an upbeat attitude and volunteers the little time she has at the church. She's confided in me they are down to their last $30, and she's concerned about groceries, let alone Christmas. I would love for her to receive anything to help out. Thank you for your consideration. And that's from your friend Christy.
Very sweet, Christy. Love you, girl. My goodness.
So going through a little bad luck lately, Leslie?
Oh, my goodness. It has been rough. It's been rough. But, you know, we're making it. Yeah, my husband's been out of work for a while, and he has his own interview today, so hopefully that'll
do something.
That's exciting.
Know. Fingers crossed.
Oh, yes. Definitely so. So it's been rough, but we're making it, and
you know what? And the New Year's right around the corner. New mm-hmm. year, new beginnings. We just got to get you through Christmas, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
Well, that's what we're going to do. We're going to help you by giving your kids a great Christmas. We're giving you a $300 Toys R Us shopping spree.
Yeah.
Hopefully that'll help put a lot of presents under the tree for them.
Oh, it will. Oh, my gosh.
And one more thing, because we asked the members of Kid Nation to download this really cool app. It's the One Day app. We were able to raise more money, and we're going to give you just $300, and you can use that money to fill your fridge so you don't have to worry about groceries for the holidays.
Wonderful. Oh, my gosh. That is amazing. I don't know what to say.
Well, sometimes it just takes one good thing just to turn your luck around,
yeah,
right?
That's right?
And this might be the thing. I just have a feeling your husband's going to nail that job interview. You're going to have a great Christmas, and 2015 is going to be your year.
Oh, I sure hope so. I do. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
Christmas wishes really do come true on the Kid Craddock Morning Show. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Everything is awesome.
Yeah. It's Friday. Isn't it awesome?
Yeah, it's awesome.
This is a different Isn't It Awesome line.
This
is where you get the vent, but you still get that positive attitude out there.
Yeah.
I got a couple Isn't It Awesomes.
All right. Come on.
Al.
Yeah.
Isn't it awesome when I finally decide to make myself coffee in the morning at my own house?
Uh-huh.
And I got my cool San Diego Chargers cup because I love the Chargers. And I'm getting in there and I'm loading my backpack and my laptop. I turn on my car, I back up, and I see my beautiful mug tip over, get coffee all over my windshield, and then just shatter on the ground. Isn't it awesome? I love it. If you want to call the Isn't It Awesome lines, our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Kelly, you will feel me on this one.
Okay.
You love Target, Kelly.
I do love Target.
Isn't it awesome when you get one of those 20% off your entire sale coupons?
Yes. I just used mine the other day.
So you hold on to that bad boy until you go and do your big Christmas shopping.
Yes.
And you get a bunch of stuff, and I got this, and
boy,
I found the toy that my son wanted, and I get to the line, and I forgot the dang 20% off coupon at home. Isn't it awesome?
Isn't it awesome?
Yeah.
Did you put it all back?
Yeah, I did.
I don't blame you.
I said, can you hold on to this?
A lot of money.
I'm going to go back and get the coupon.
Better hurry, because it'll expire.
Yeah.
Guys, I need to bring in our lovely makeup artist, Janine, because she has a great, well, not so great, it's kind of
Isn't
sad,
it awesome?
Actually. Yes. Janine, will you come up to the mic and give us your Isn't
Janine
It Awesome?
Janine makes us look pretty on TV.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, isn't it awesome when you didn't get the memo that the location changed and you end up showing up to the wrong funeral?
Isn't that awesome, Janine?
It's awesome.
Oh,
such
man.
Such a great time.
Yeah, that's so cool when that happens.
And then they were too late to make it across the city to the other location of the funeral home.
So
she missed her friend's funeral.
So then you look like a jerk. I love when that happens.
Well, you know, at least you're at the funeral. You can get some good food afterwards.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. We got a couple from Facebook.
Okay.
Beth said, isn't it awesome when you get in someone else's vehicle because it looks like yours?
Wow.
Isn't that awesome?
Isn't it awesome? Kimberly says, isn't it awesome when you wrap all the presents but forget to put the name tags on them, resulting in having to unwrap them all again? Isn't it awesome? Hashtag don't drink and wrap.
Yeah, man, I love that.
Robin wrote on our Facebook page, Isn't it awesome when your fifth grade son asks the school counselor during a class-wide discussion if his mom's dancing in public is emotional abuse? Isn't that awesome?
That is pretty awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
That makes me happy.
A lot of these Isn't It Awesomes are happening because of the holiday shopping.
Sure, right.
So frustrating. And Shenandy Nunley writes, isn't it awesome when you go Christmas shopping, fight the crowd for 2 hours, stand in the checkout line for an hour with a buggy full, only to forget your PIN ID on your debit card, repeatedly type it in incorrectly, and your card gets deactivated by the bank. You leave the store empty-handed. Shopping trip over. Isn't that awesome?
Oh, that is so awesome. You know, because then you don't look like an idiot at all.
Before you leave the house during the holidays, you have to check and make sure you have your ID and your cards and everything.
That's happened to me before, where you put in your PIN.
Right.
And you completely just blank. And I cannot remember my PIN for the life of me.
You got two or three cards. You can't figure out, you know, which code goes to which card.
Karma came to get Casey.
Oh, what happened to Casey?
Casey tried to cheat on her final exam. The teacher left the answer key on his desk. I took a picture of it. So I filled in all the right answers. And then I thought, let me change some up so it's not obvious I cheated.
Right.
Too bad I didn't keep track of how many answers I changed. I changed too many and I failed the test.
Isn't that awesome? Yeah.
Isn't it awesome?
Danny Rota said, isn't it awesome that I took care of everyone when they were sick, but now that I have caught it, I'm still expected to act normal?
Yeah.
Isn't it awesome being a mom?
Isn't it awesome?
Love it.
We'll go to Michelle.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Michelle, Big Al Mac.
All right.
Michelle, welcome to Isn't It Awesome?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
What's up?
Oh, isn't it awesome when you get a call at 4 in the morning that your daughter's been arrested for a traffic violation and she's 18 because she didn't pay her ticket?
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome?
Oh. Automatic street cred? Yeah, it's awesome, Michelle.
Mm.
Man.
Did you let her sit there for a while?
Sit there and stew on it for a little bit?
No, I went and got her pretty much immediately.
You're softy.
I do the same thing.
You're softy.
Do the same thing.
My mama would tell me.
I'm gonna let my baby sit in that jail cell.
My mama would tell me today, if you go to jail for some stupid stuff, don't be calling me. I don't have any money for the folks downtown.
It's different. You're a man.
I know. Michelle, did you guys have a pretty awesome quiet ride home?
It was not quiet, I would say that, and it was not a good conversation because the money to pay for the ticket was still in her room in a sealed envelope.
Oh man.
She forgot.
We've all done it. You know, when you're young, you just, what's going to happen if I get pulled over? I'm not going to get arrested.
Molly says, isn't it awesome when you return boots to Target and the Target guy hands you your underwear from out of the shoebox that apparently your 2-year-old put in there? Isn't that awesome?
That's funny.
That is pretty awesome. Hey, David. What's awesome in your life?
Isn't it awesome when you go Christmas shopping on Black Friday to get all of your presents, you spend your entire budget to get your presents for kids that they love, and then you take them to Santa Claus and they ask for something else? Isn't it awesome?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Kids.
You just would be like, Santa already got your order. Yeah. You guys, Santa already got it.
You can't change it last second, kids. Santa already got it. That's pretty awesome,
exactly.
David. You enjoy those toys. All right, man.
Thanks for calling, dog.
Kids be changing their minds, like, in a second.
In a heartbeat, dog.
I could ask my kid, what'd you want this week? And it's not the same thing as last week.
Right, it's like Halloween, though. They change their mind.
Whatever the last commercial was, they saw what they want.
We're doing Isn't It Awesome? Your way to vent while keeping a great attitude. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Hey, Big Mike, what's going on in your life?
Mike.
Isn't it awesome when your best friend jokes about dating her sister? You end up dating her sister, and now your best friend hates you.
You guys would be great together.
Oh, love is awesome.
Yeah. Is it worth it?
So your friend's not talking to you anymore, Mike?
No, she's not. And every time they went out, me and her sister will always show up with nobody else.
Uh-huh.
They'd always joke, oh, you two would be so cute together. Ha, ha, ha. Well, guess what? Now we are together. And it is awesome, even though she doesn't talk to me. But, hey, you know what? Sometimes you got to smile. Sometimes you got to frown. But it's all good.
There you go. Happy Friday.
Sometimes you got to frown. Sometimes you got to smile.
You know your best friend really wanted him, right?
Yeah.
You know that, right, Mike?
You know that, right?
That's fine with me. As long as I smile at the end of every day, it's all that matters.
Mike's avoiding.
Yeah,
he knows. Sometimes the sister is
because now the sister's full friend zone.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Caleb, how's work going?
Well, you know, isn't it awesome when you spend all year working Sundays and Saturdays all day, even Father's Day and Mother's Day, trying to make a crop get caught up, and at the end of the year, the farmer says, plow it up. and not get a bonus. Isn't that awesome?
Oh, yeah. You know, I love it when I'm like, hey, you're not getting a bonus? I'm like, heck yeah. So excited about that.
Awesome.
Yeah, Caleb.
Oh, dude, sorry to hear that, dog.
I'm sorry.
JC, give him your bonus.
Yeah, JC.
My wife has my bonus. But you know what, Caleb?
Caleb, JC didn't get his bonus either. His wife took it.
My wife. I'll give you $100, Caleb, as a Kidcratic Morning Show bonus. All right, buddy?
All righty.
Because that's awesome.
There you go.
All right, hold on the line for us, man.
$100.
Poor guy.
Just call up.
Saturdays and Sundays.
Is it call up and get $100 from JC?
No, that's the last. That's the last. Isn't it awesome? I'm not getting a bonus call.
And ask JC for $100.
Don't be calling in and tell us how awesome it is not to get bonus.
Ask JC for $100. George, JC just gave away $100.
It's his money.
It's my bank account, Al. Okay. What's George going to do about it?
Just making sure. He knows.
Is he going to get mad at me for throwing my money at Caleb, who said he needed it?
Jordan won't, but I know Kenzie will.
That's a different story.
She's already,
that's fine, though.
She's already allocated those funds.
I remember working 7 days a week, and all that work for nothing? Hey. Come on. Hey. Brian, welcome to the Isn't It Awesome lines.
Hey.
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 Isn't it awesome when you go Christmas shopping for your little girl, and then while you're loading up your car, you forget the best bag underneath the cart? Isn't that awesome?
You left it in the parking lot. Oh, that is awesome, Brian. That means somebody else gets it.
Merry Christmas to me.
Merry Christmas. Yeah. You know what? JC will give you $100 for that, dude.
Why are you doing that, Al? Why don't you give him $100?
JC, get a man $100.
Brian, can you say what it was in the bottom of the cart? What present?
Oh, yeah. They were just, one of those little horses that you get at, I think at Target.
Uh-huh.
They have those, I forget what they're called, but they have really giant ones and really small ones.
Oh,
wait.
I'm a little pony. Clickety-clack. Clickety-clack.
Yeah, it's not a little pony. I mean, it looks like a real horse.
Yeah.
You know, they're selling horses at Target now?
They're toy horses. Little girls love horses. You know what? You might find out that the person that found it was a wonderful person and took it back inside the store. It wouldn't hurt to call.
Yeah, go check it out, Brian, because that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, Blair.
Yeah, or he's like, right, I'm
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
Give him a pony, JC.
Isn't it awesome?
How do you miss the pony in the car?
Sometimes you're just going.
I've done it.
Learning the kids, man. Monica, welcome to the Isn't It Awesome lines.
Hi, isn't it awesome when you bake 2 dozen cookies for your children's PTA, and then you get high, and you realize you ate them all, and you have to make them again? Isn't that awesome?
Wow. You know why it's awesome?
Because I'm high!
Oh, my God. Oh, that is great.
Awesome. Yeah, it's amazing how you turn into the cookie monster. Huh?
JC really wants to give you $100. Hang on.
What?
No. Yeah, for some baked goods.
Oh, man.
Hilarious.
That is hilarious.
Oh, man.
She lives in the state of Washington, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
How else is she supposed to deal with baking?
I don't know.
David said, isn't it awesome when you show up to work only to find out you got fired and work called you and left you a message, but your phone was disconnected? Isn't that awesome?
He's having a rough time.
Yeah, no phone, no job.
He needs to send in for a Christmas wish.
Hold on. We got to get Amanda to vent a little bit. Amanda, what's awesome in your life right now?
Isn't it awesome when you work all night, you get off at 7, you just get to sleep, your neighbor is beating on your door to inform you that someone was texting and driving and totaled your parked car in front of your house.
Oh.
It's freaking awesome.
Awesome, you get a new car! Amanda?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, man, you have a great weekend, Amanda. I'm sorry that happened to you.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Pay her deductible, JC.
Ow!
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You know, when you have a kid, you want them to be the best.
Sure.
You know, you just want them to, you want to get up there and you want people to look at them and look back at you and go, man, that's a kid right there. Look at that guy.
Yeah.
So good at everything.
There's talent.
And you know,
it's a child prodigy out
right
there.
That's my boy.
And right now, and I love the holidays right now because you get the smell of our Christmas tree and the gingerbread candle smell that Kenzie lights in our house, and then you get the music and all that.
Right.
And the recitals.
Put it all together, and it's the holidays.
I love going to the recitals just because it reminds me of my childhood.
You?
Yeah. Oh. It really reminds me of my...
You're the first parent I've ever heard say that.
It reminds me of my childhood, and it reminds me of when my sister was little, and I would go to them, and I just like it.
You're weird.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's cool.
I feel like it's one of those, like, they're not very good, and there's, you have, like, to sit there and be supportive.
It's just one of those things you do.
It's one of those things you do, because there's 200 kids that you don't know and one that you do, and then when your kid's part's over, you got to sit through an hour and a half of everybody else you don't know.
I know. But I like, because the school case, my son goes to a little school where the kids are between 2 years old, just under two, and all the way to kindergarten. So it's the cute little kids.
Okay, sweet. Right.
And these aren't just throwaway performances, because they have practice. Like, we take them after class is over, and they have practice for like an hour, and they hang out. And
wow.
They had costumes. It was a whole...
Can they retain that at 2 years old? I mean, I get rehearsing.
Surprisingly enough, yeah, Al. A lot of these kids are good, and they retain a lot of the information and at least the choreography. And it's not crazy choreography. It's mostly like tap your knees and squat down. Cute.
They're not doing the Thriller video.
Oh, yeah. Tap and squat.
Yeah, the tap and squat. Maybe spin around in circles, but they're all doing it.
Tap, squat, and spin.
And it's cute. And I was excited because Kaysen had a recital a few months ago, and he basically stood with his thumb in his mouth and was looking around. You know, he didn't really do the dance.
That's right. Funny, though. That's the kind of kid that all the other parents are like, oh, isn't
bless
he
his
cute?
Heart. Bless
yeah,
his
and,
heart.
And, it was, and he still looked cute. I mean, it's my son. I thought it was cute. Whatever sure, he does is cute to me. And so to me, I'm like, Kaysen is a seasoned veteran now. You know? He's a little older.
Belt.
He's got one under his belt. He saw the other kid. I think that's what he was doing. He was studying the other kids dancing, and he said, I'm going to wait till next time.
Because
you know what?
He's going to bring it.
That's when I'm going to bring it, Jenna.
Mm-hmm.
Did you let him see the video from where you were in a movie not too long ago and kind of do some pointers, give him some pointers?
No, I did not show him that because that's rated R. Rated R.
Part where he gets beat up by thugs in an alley or his love scene. Which one would be more inspirational?
I mean, I was so excited about this performance that we showed up super early. We were the first people to show up.
Oh, my.
Kinsey and I, my wife and I and my sister-in-law were standing at the door ready for it to open.
They hadn't unlocked the doors yet.
Doors open at 5:30. Performance doesn't start till like 6:15.
You know who they are, Al? They're those parents that show up like an hour early with a bunch of programs, and they save like 30 seats in the front two rows.
No, we were not that.
They don't let anybody sit there.
No, we were not that.
And the rest of their friends and family show up 1 minute before showtime.
These are ours.
We took three seats, and that's what we wanted. And we sat right in the front.
Oh, yeah.
We're right in the front. I'm so excited.
And what kind of, this is just, is this Christmas or is this
it's
Spanish?
It's Christmas theme.
Is this a Spanish school?
And they sing in Spanish.
Okay.
So it's all like the songs I used to listen to as a kid.
All right.
Cool.
So I don't remember the names, but it's just, you hear them. And you remember them.
Memories.
Yeah, it's just the memories. When you hear
they sing Feliz Navidad?
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
They don't sing Feliz Navidad.
There was no Feliz Navidad.
What kind of Spanish school are you sending your kid to?
Not even Spanish. I thought everyone knew all the words to that song.
They do, but they did more. They did from South America,
like, so
from Mexico. It was from all over the Latin communities.
Cool, okay.
And I was excited because the teacher kept telling us, Kaysen is having so much fun when we practice. He's dancing around. He's the life of the party.
Yeah.
Oh my! I need to be there.
This is gonna be it.
Like his daddy.
So the show starts, right?
Stage dad, ready to go.
Oh, I don't care. I was stage dad. We had cameras and everything.
Joe Simpson up in that bad boy.
And the performances start, and you have the typical kid that runs around and steals hats and is making people laugh. You got the cute little girl who stops mid song because she saw her mom and screams, "Hi, mommy!" You got the cool kid on the side of the stage that's away from all the other kids, but it's cool because he's owning the stage. He's dancing hardcore.
All right.
So all those are going on. I'm like, this is so good.
Do you have any, like, 15-year-olds, like, awkwardly old children?
No. I think the oldest are, like, five. But I'm excited because all these kids are having so much fun.
Just thinking about that in my head.
And I cannot wait for my son to get up there. I have this humongous smile just plastered on my face. I'm looking around.
All the
parents do. It's cool. Finally, the time came. Kaysen's class was going up to perform. So Kinsey and I whip out our cameras.
Yeah.
We hand off our daughter Chloe to my sister-in-law because we needed to have that steady cam.
Absolutely.
You know? I'm sitting on the aisle. Yep. So I have a good vantage point of what's going on the side stage.
All right.
And I look over and I'm looking for Kaysen and I spot him. All surrounded by the little girls that are excited and giddy dancing around. The boys are keeping themselves calm.
Okay.
Cool, calm, collected. But not Kaysen. Kaysen is standing, almost staring off into space with a bottom lip quiver.
Oh.
Okay.
He's holding back tears.
Oh.
I don't know what happened. I don't know if he's nervous. I don't know if that's going to go away when he goes up on stage.
Probably mad because they're not singing any Spanish song.
so they're all in Spanish now. So I get so I'm thinking, do I go grab them? Is this, as a father, am I noticing my son is about to fall apart? Should I just go get him? But I would have to walk in front of everybody. It would disrupt everything. I'm like, no, I at least try.
Yeah, get it going.
At least try it. So they bring the kids up on stage. The girls are in the front. Kaysen is in the back row. So there's two rows. And he's right in the middle. Mm. Right in the middle. He's the tallest kid in his class. He's right in the middle.
Yeah.
And the lip quiver's getting a little bit bigger.
Uh-oh.
Lip quiver's getting bigger.
Uh-oh. Was he like deer in headlights? Were there spotlights on that?
Yeah, he almost got that deer. And up to this point, none of the kids had that. So he has this deer in headlights look. His lip is quivering. Yeah. And I'm like, hold it together, buddy. You got this. And I'm sitting there like, oh, that's my boy. And the room goes quiet after they introduce the class, right before the music starts. And that's when Kaysen loses it.
Oh.
Just lets out the...
Wait, so it wasn't like his solo?
Oh, no, Jenna. Just lets out this belt of a... Kelly, you've heard my son cry.
I've never... I say this to JC with all love, and God bless you and Kenzie both. I have never heard a child scream like this child. I babysat him so they could go to Las Vegas one night, me and Emma Kelly.
Right.
And it was, he woke up for his like 2 a.m. feeding or whatever it was. I've never heard anything like it in my life. I can't even describe to you how many, and JC literally had his eardrums bleed.
Yeah, he made my ear bleed.
He made JC's eardrums bleed.
It took about six weeks to heal.
High. It's crazy. And, I've never heard anything like it.
But on the same side, you know that my son is one of those kids that likes to have fun. He's not shy. That's why this was weird to me that this was happening. And so he lets out the loudest cry ever.
Right.
And I'm sitting there like, oh my God, do I need to run up there? I'm like looking at Kinsey.
Now,
and
was
she's
the
like,
crowd laughing at this point? Like,
no.
Oh, that's cute or
dead,
anything?
Dead quiet. Everybody's looking around like, whose kid is that?
Is that the guy in the front row?
Yeah. And it's obvious. And I'm like mid-standing, but I'm sitting down. I'm looking around at the teachers. Like, I'm like, is anybody going to do something? The music starts. So I'm like, I'm just going to wave at him, you know, get his attention. Daddy and mommy are here. Maybe that'll calm him down. So I put my hand up. I'm waving. He's looking around. We make eye contact. I want my mommy. And he starts pointing at us. So now he's like, I'm like, oh, that's what? What's he pointing
at? Is that mine?
This guy's pointing over here like I'm his dad. And so he's screaming, I want my mommy. Throughout the entire first song.
Oh.
So finally about halfway.
Oh, and they just truck through?
Oh, the kids are trucking through. There's little girls dancing around them. Little boys are doing their shimmy. And Kaysen's in the middle. Paul as can be. Looks like a Christmas tree. Pointing at us. Screaming, I want my mommy. So finally a teacher comes up and grabs them and gently pulls them off to the side stage. Right in front of where we're sitting.
Puts the hook out.
And sits, literally, Jenna was like, she pulled the hook out on him.
Boated him off.
And so she sits him on her lap, and he's just staring at us, crying the entire first song. And I'm like, do I need to go up there? I don't know what to do. The teacher's kind of got this. I don't want to make a big scene. So the first song ends. They're going to do another song.
Okay.
One of the little girls walks over to Kaysen, tries to grab his hand and pull him back on stage.
Oh, she wants him to come.
And she's patting his back like, it's okay, Kaysen. Come up on stage. And I'm like, I love that girl. He should marry her in like
good
20 years.
Girl.
And he slowly shakes his head no. Like he's done. And they perform the second song and he's sitting there crying. I feel like I'm a failure. Like I should have pulled him out of this. So after the second song is over, they finish. She gets off her lap and he runs to us. Like the Notebook, like the just
wide
like
open.
Arms wide open, tears flowing down his face, his shirt soaking wet. Because it looks like it was raining because he's been crying the whole time. And he just jumps on our lap. And I'm like, it's okay, buddy. It's okay. And I looked at Kinsey and I was like, we got to go. He's not having fun. So I grab Kaysen by the hand and he's crying and we do the walk of shame.
Oh, man.
Jenna. How many parents jumped in those front row seats? Like, go get out.
Because last time we were sitting in the back. Last time we're in the back. This time we're in the front. We're doing the walk of shame from the front of the theater all the way to the back of the theater with people giving us the... God bless you, look.
Yeah. No, that's
God bless you.
JC, I think that's the, I'm so glad that's not my
girl. Oh, I got a couple, you ruined the video for my kids, looks. And while we're walking down, Kaysen is repeating, I'm so sad. I'm so sad, Papa. My teacher is sad, Papa. I'm so sad. And I'm like, it's okay. And it's breaking my heart.
I know.
It is breaking, literally, I want to cry with him. It is breaking my heart. So to hear my son saying, I'm so sad. So we're outside and we're walking to the car, and I'm lifting him up to his car seat, and I'm putting him in, and I say, I feel like I failed him. I feel like I'm a bad dad. I should have pulled him out of that earlier. And I'm telling that to Kinsey, and as I'm buckling Kaysen, he looks up at me and he goes, "You're not a bad papa.
Aww.
I love you."
Aww.
And I seriously look up, and it's like my eyes start welling up with tears, and I look at Kinsey, and her eyes are filled with tears, and I'm like, "Okay, thank you." I shut the door, and that's
you never have to come back to this bad place again, Kaysen.
And so we sit down, and we're about to drive off, and Kinsey goes, "Well, there's always next year."
Dang
Kaysen
right.
And I in unison go, "No, no."
Did he explain to you at all what it was? Was he scared?
I asked him. I said, "What's wrong?" And he goes, "I don't know. I'm just sad. Oh, and you know, and he had a huge meltdown. But he's my little meltdown.
Yeah,
and so it's fine.
Yeah,
things happen. And I know he was the only kid to have that huge meltdown. But
right.
I don't care. At least he tried. It just breaks my. I feel like it was my fault.
How's it your fault?
Because I should have pulled him out of it.
No, you shouldn't have pulled him out. You, being this great singer that you are, you should have learned the songs and gone up there and held his hand and joined in and sang. And then the crowd would have laughed.
I know. I feel like I should have done something like that, but I didn't.
You did fine.
No, because in that situation, you feel so like humiliated and awkward.
Yeah, but you want your kid to get out there and try it.
Yeah.
I mean, you had to let him, you know, and now you learn he's just not ready for that.
Yeah. And I'm the radio guy.
Might not be his thing.
I'm the guy that goes up on stage all the time to talk and stuff. And I feel like people look at me like, "Oh, that's the radio guys can't do it."
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.